Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with D&D Baseball. I am Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host who has just a studly new hat on today, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, man. We're gonna take a couple minutes to debunk what seems to be a common Twitter post going around these days, which is that if your mom gives you a Gatorade during a game, that you immediately get crossed off a list. So I'm going to take a couple minutes to dial in on what coaches really care about from a non-performance perspective, and then we'll poke fun at some of the random Twitter postings that I don't believe that any coach worth their merit holds a lot of weight with. So what do you got on this topic here, Coach?
I think that it is ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as my video that keeps going in and out here for those of you that are watching on YouTube. it's been around forever, right? Like, coach college baseball for 16 years. I've heard people say this before. Like, I don't get it, especially like when you're playing in Texas in the summer or Alabama or Florida, or hell, if you're playing on Diamond Nation or Northboro right now, like it's 89, 90 degrees with 100% humidity and you're playing on turf at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, kids need to hydrate. Everybody needs to hydrate. If you're dehydrated, you can get yourself in a pickle and it's not going to end well for you. And I just think, you know, the idea that, you know, I see these people not bringing Gatorades and mom's bringing it or dad, like, you need to be more prepared. Like, you know, they're 16 years old, 15, 16, 17, like, you know, they're likely not out there buying all the Gatorades for themselves. They're probably not driving themselves to the field. Like, you know, find something else to complain about. And I got to be honest with you. Like, I truly, honestly believe this. All right, now we're back on another video that is crappy. I'm gone. I've been a little loosey-goosey since I've returned here the last couple of weeks. But, like, people are only saying this, and I truly believe this. Like, there's never been a kid who can flat out roll the pole and run and really be able to defend and play the game that a coach has been like, I'm crossing that guy off my list because mom brought him a yellow Gatorade during this super hot day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, no, like, you're only saying that because you probably saw a kid that you don't think can play college baseball. His parents brought him a Gatorade and you want to hit the boards and be like, stop giving them Gatorades. Like, they shouldn't have it. Like, I crossed the kid off my list. Like, he was probably already crossed off your list. You just want to say it so that everyone else out there on Twitter is going to like it and agree with you and comment and be like, yeah, coach, back in the old days, we drank out of a hose and this is what I wanted. And, like, man, if that's what you're worried about and that's what you were deciding that you should really tweet about to disparage the kids. And I've said this before, like, the kids are the low hanging fruit. And I've said this, like, my wife used to bring me coffee to the dugout when I was, you know, coaching games and it was 41 degrees and I was freezing. Like, should I be disallowed to coach anywhere because my wife brought me a coffee? Like, what are we talking about? Because it's not that, then I'm convinced that it's not the kids that are actually, you know, being recruited. It's kids that are likely already crossed off your list that we decide that we're going to, you know, hit the boards and let everyone know. Stop doing it. It's find something else to tweet about.
Yes. Love the energy right now. It's it's so true though. And the funny thing is that you can, like, if you want to die on that hill, die on that hill. But the reality is when you get to college, they're drinking those Gatorades in the dugout and they're eating Uncrustables in between innings. Like, you saw it on the College World Series. Like, the catcher from Tennessee hits a bolt and he comes back in and he's eating an Uncrustable. Like, are you the hardo who's going to tell that kid, hey, don't eat that food in the dugout? Like, Dad, we're here to play a baseball game. Like, no, it's fuel. Like, it's so stupid.
Much has changed since you and I played. Like, even for everyone else who's older. Like, no one really talked about sleep or nutrition or any of this other stuff that you should be doing nowadays that a lot of programs and kids take seriously. And now it's like, well, you know, back in my day, we just drank water out of the hose. Like, congratulations. Like, nobody cared about this back then. Now people prioritize it and care about it. Like, there's a reason that they're, you know, a bunch of programs have nutrition stations in their locker room or in their clubhouse, whatever it is, where you can get, you know, your Muscle Milks and your Gatorades and your waters and everything else. And by the way, when you go to college, the trainers are the ones 95% of the time that are delivering water to the field and putting it out there for everyone. Like, the kids aren't doing it. It's provided for you when you get to college. So, like, what are we talking about? You're going to complain about parents providing hydration for their children while also simultaneously and likely having your trainers and other people provide hydration for you in your job. So, like, what are we talking about? Should you not be allowed to coach because your trainers bring water to the field so that you can drink it during the game? I might go to games this year and I might tweet that out. It's hot out there. I saw the trainers filling up the water buckets for the coaching staff and the players. Can't believe we're doing this.
Cross them all
off.
It's
hot, guys. Bring your own stuff to the field.
Nobody's recruitable.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And to all the dudes who want to get likes on Twitter and you think that that's a real thing, like, there's no coach that I've ever spoken to who's good at what they do, whoever crosses a kid off for that type of stuff.
No, you cross kids off for things that are legitimately issues and red flags. Like screaming and yelling at mom and dad in the dugout or after the game, or screaming and yelling at umpires or the coaches or being bad teammates. Like, those are things that get you crossed off the list. Trying to properly hydrate yourself so you don't cramp up and, you know, are dehydrated on the field while you're trying to showcase yourself and be the best of your ability is not something that should ever get you crossed off a list. Like, I think.
Yeah. And if there's like, a coach who truly believes that, you don't want to play for that dude anyways.
Yeah. Or even like, oh, you know, I saw this guy. He wasn't in full uniform pregame during BP when other guys were. Like, yo, it's summer ball. Like, what are we doing? Are we really, you're that good? You have that many good players that you can nitpick so much to be like, I don't like that he was wearing, everyone else was in a uniform and he had shorts on. Come on, man. Like, if that's what you're nitpicking about, then, like, you probably care about the wrong stuff.
I can tell you, I've seen some really accomplished coaches and accomplished programs let their guys take BP in shorts on a Sunday for a conference weekend. Let me tell you, didn't impact the way that they played, right? Like, if you think that that's the kind of stuff that bleeds into game day, I just think that you're crazy and you're hanging your hat on some BS old school stuff and you're trying to be an old school hardo. Like, focus on the things that really matter. Does the kid play hard? Does he have the prerequisite ability to play at your level? Does he treat his coaches with respect? Did he treat his parents with respect? Like, if a kid walks to the field in Crocs, like, here's news for you. 16-year-old wears Crocs to the field. Like, does he walk onto the field with his uniform on? Okay, like, we're good to go. Like, I don't know what to tell you. If the kid goes out to take infield, outfield in Crocs and shorts and everybody else is in pants, like, okay, maybe you got something to, you know, but let's be honest, that's not happening.
No, I just, I have a hard time, and I had a hard time when I coach, and I have a hard time now seeing stuff on social media and hearing people legitimately saying it or texting it. Like, I just don't understand, like, these nitpicky things. Like, even when I coach, like, I wasn't, it got to the point with my guys, like, I just didn't, not that I didn't care what they looked like, right? Like, we had to wear, like, we wore white pants and red tops for practice, and on some day, and the other day we would wear black tops and gray pants. But, like, I didn't nitpick about, like, hey, man, it's 45 degrees here in the fall. Like, if you're wearing a black hoodie on a day that we're wearing white top, red tops, like, I don't care. Like, does it say RPI baseball? Yeah. Okay. I bought it for you. So as long as it's team issued, we're good. Like, I just don't, like, talk about meaningless things that, like, just don't, they don't matter. I, you know, and they might matter to some people. I don't know. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, if you're going to tell me that a mom or a dad handing a Gatorade to a kid is the reason that you don't want to recruit a kid, like, okay. Like, it's 2024. Like, adapt or die, man. Kids are going to be getting Gatorades handed to them for, it's been going on since I played in high school in the early 2000s. It's still currently going on 25 years later, and it's going to continue on for another 25, 30 years. So, you know, make sure you don't drink that water that the trainers provide in your dugout next spring or the fall. You should only drink the water that you provide yourself.
Yep. If you don't bring it, you can't consume it. That should be the new rule. Every kid gets his own cooler, and then we can solve this problem. Everybody gets their own custom Yeti, and
get everyone a create another Yeti backpack cooler, maybe, or, you know, the Arctic, right? You know, there's a bunch of brands out there that you can get. Get you a backpack cooler. Make sure that we pack it all up. We'll get you a water bottle. You know, we'll get everyone on the same page so that everyone can provide everything for themselves.
This is probably coming from the same coach who shows up in mesh shorts and a tucked in collared shirt to go evaluate a game. Like, yeah. Come on, get over yourself.
With his turfs and his game hat on, looking like he just rolled off the practice field in the middle of July.
Yeah, let's focus on the things that actually matter. And, like, if you've got your own stuff that you want to enforce in your program, and, like, you do that when the kid gets there, but if you think a Gatorade mom in the second inning is the issue, like, your program probably sucks. So,
like, the thing that I don't understand about it is, like, what's the point of, like, because this happens every year, right? Like, every summer, you see this. Like, and all it is just people who are looking for validation from other people that they think the same way. And it's just like, this is in the grand scheme of life, like, you really think, like, that's what we're going to hang our hat on? All right. The Gatorade over the fence in the middle of the summer. That's the one. That's the straw that broke the camel's back, huh? All right.
Oh, it's the same type of people that tweet about how the world is ending in college baseball because of NIL money in the transfer portal. And it's like, it's so easy to look at things and just poke holes in them.
Well, because it's change. It's change, and people don't like change.
Yeah, it wasn't the same way that it was 20 years ago. Like, well, no shit. Twitter didn't even exist 20 years ago, and you're the guy out here using 240 characters to make sure that everybody knows the genius of your evaluation capabilities by crossing kids off because they drank a freaking Gatorade. Like, the irony of the whole situation just kills me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Use it for a positive. Like, you could even spin something like that in a positive light where you could say, hey, you know, just quick tip to players, like, if it's super hot out there, instead of waiting for mom to get you a Gatorade in the third inning, like, grab an extra one before the game and make sure you have it in the dugout. Like, you could take a positive spin on this and give a kid a piece of information. Like, hey, if you think you need two Gatorades, get three. And if you don't use it, you don't, you know.
Throw it back in the cooler after.
If you don't, if you don't use it, do you lose it? Like, no, you don't. But instead, we take the, you know, we take the low road here, and we get mad at a 15-year-old playing at a 16U tournament in Georgia with 436 teams spread out all over the state, where you're driving to fields that are in freaking Chattanooga, basically. And the thing that we're pissed off about is the kid who got a Gatorade.
I mean, it tracks.
Whatever makes you feel smart, right?
Yeah, it's if you're going to use your platform, use your platform for something that is actually useful.
Instructive. Right?
Yeah. What use does something like that serve?
It does.
Because I believe that it's just like you want everyone else who thinks like you to be like, yeah, bring us back to the old times. And groupthink is incestuous. And it's,
I don't even let my 11-year-old drink water on game day because it breeds toughness. It's like, get out of here with that. Like,
yeah. But when you have, it's that same, you know, when you have groupthink, it's incestuous. And you're just going to like, you're going to get the same thought process and the same idea over and over again. And you're just, you don't like change. You don't like things to be different. And, you know, maybe don't hit the send button next time. Maybe ask yourself, can I put a positive spin on this?
Let's put that one in the old draft section and see if we can maybe come back to that and re-advise it.
I should start tweeting people that have coaches bring them stuff on the road when they go to the scout tower or the concession stand.
Saw so-and-so from such and such.
These coaches out here giving sodas to each other. You know, you should bring your own soda to the field. You should go over there asking other coaches for stuff. What are we doing?
Just out here not prepared.
Yeah. Sharing sunscreen. These guys. You believe these guys trying to protect themselves from the sun?
Anything over 30 is a lie. Just remember that, everybody.
Right. Gosh, these guys out here trying to not get skin cancer. Can't believe they're sharing their sunscreens.
Just start a Twitter page that annihilates parents for like, oh, you didn't bring your chair today?
These coaches over here sharing the shade. Gosh, yeah. Save some for everyone else. Just brought your own umbrella.
It provides for laughs, I will say that. I know we joke about it.
And obviously a lot of this is lighthearted, but like the crux of it is you'll see this all over Twitter all summer long. Like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. There's literally no
fact coach of the matter is like prepare yourself a little bit more. If you forget a Gatorade and it's 1,000 degrees and you want one, ask for one. What's worse, being dehydrated or, you know, being hydrated? Dehydrated is worse.
Unequivocally. All right. I mean, moral of the story is like coaches aren't bearing down on that stuff. Coaches are looking at, are you playing hard? Are you a good teammate? Do you compete? Is your body language good on the field? How do you interact with your coaches? How do you interact with your parents? That stuff gets noticed. Obviously, goes without saying that your performance and your physical abilities are a piece of that puzzle too. But from a non-talent perspective, the last thing that a coach cares about is whether you showed up to the field in Crocs or you got a Gatorade from your mom. Or if you took BP, pregame BP in shorts, and any coach who crosses a kid off for that reason, they're just looking for a stupid reason to not recruit a kid. It's not because he's not good enough. Like,
yeah.
If Jack Caglione took BP in shorts and Crocs and got 10 Gatorades from his mom, pretty sure Kevin O'Sullivan's still recruiting that dude. So don't make this about that's a reliable piece of information to go back on and how the recruiting process works. Cause it's just, It's just false. Simply, it's just false.
Yeah. Nailed it.
All right. Well, welcome to our TED Talk on Gatorades in the dugout. Hope you enjoy.
I will say, hold on, before we end, I will say this, because this happens every year or two on Twitter. Do not trash the dugouts of the places that you're playing at. Like,
yes.
I get behind those ones.
Yep.
Way 100%. More than these. Like, you, like, those fields are, you know, don't trash the dugouts. Like, a lot of times people are full, like, schools are fundraising to get stuff done on their dugouts. Like, don't go in there and wreck the padding and throw stuff all over the place and not, like, you know, takes nothing to just clean up after yourself and respect the space in which you're able to, like, you're provided to be able to play in this tournament or games, whatever it is. That stuff I can get behind. So to all those coaches out there that tweet out that stuff, like, hey man, I'm with you. Like, respect what you're being given to be able to play with, but I can't get behind the Gatorade stuff. Just can't. Sorry.
Spot on. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. Maybe we'll have some good laughs. Maybe it'll be more a little bit serious content, but we'll check in with you next Monday. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.